It's brand new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Burna Boy, sampling Brandy's famous Sitting on Top of the World. 7:38, thank you so much for choosing us.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why?
I know. It's causing quite, it's causing debate.
Yeah, even I saw on, what do you call it? A couple of people are actually sharing posts and stuff on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
It's even on that platform. They're like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But we will get to that. I know we'll get to it. Sitting on Top of the World, Burna Boy, causing so much drama. But if it's something that that we need to talk about as World Blood Donor Day, which is scheduled for tomorrow. That's June 14th.
Yeah.
Now, every time you hear about, or when you hear Titus or the NAM BTS team asking for blood, please donate, it goes in one ear. And it goes out the other ear, isn't it?
Mm.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, we need to hear from someone or people mm-hmm. who actually benefits from me and you donating blood.
Mm.
And right now, we've got Osi Tashia online with us. Good morning, Tashia. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you doing?
You know, Shaquan is out just struggling with the flu. I'm fine.
Yeah. How are you doing today, Tashia?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad I didn't come into studio then, because I am keeping anybody who has the sniffles very far away from me.
I mean, no, you can't afford to get sick right now, so I completely understand.
Now, Tashia, I mean, many know you as one of our radio legends, okay? And rightfully
I
so.
Love it.
But what people don't know is that you were one of the benefactors of someone donating blood, and something happened there. Please walk us through your situation, or what transpired for you to need blood.
So I was just living my best young life, and next thing I'm having a blood transfusion. Like, I've had two of them, both emergency.
You've had two of them?
Yeah, so I had just come back from Bali in 2017, it was December.
Okay.
And then 11 days later, I collapsed in Grove Mall, actually. And then I woke up and I was in hospital, and I was jaundiced. I was literally yellow. My liver was going into failure, but then I had a multiple organ failure. And so the first transfusion I got was plasma that treats organ failure specifically for the liver. And then the next day, I then had to have a blood transfusion. I do have a blood disorder. I've got very severe anemia, but they couldn't figure out what was wrong. Nonetheless, the plasma literally saved my life. My body, like, the shock stopped. The treatment worked. And then I got 2 units of red blood cells, which is to treat anemia. That's when you've got like a low iron deficiency.
Mm.
And then I got 2 units of blood, because my blood, for some reason, I've got like a low volume of blood in my body, as in the quantity is very little.
Yeah, the quantity itself, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then last year, I got my second emergency blood transfusion. I was at work. We were working late. You know, I work in advertising, marketing, communications.
Yeah.
And I'm a clown. Like, I'm known to be quite a joker. This is the dead of winter. We were literally at work in our pajamas, and we're clowning about. And then next thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so hot. But I really remember feeling flustered and sick, like something is really wrong. So I stand up, you know, leave the boardroom, and I collapsed. I fell backwards. I completely passed out. And my colleagues thought I was joking, so they left me lying there on the ground.
Yeah,
but they just thought I was kidding. I mean, I've never fainted before in my life. So eventually I come to, and my colleagues were like, oh my goodness, what's going on? We called my doctor. He said, you need to get to the hospital immediately. They check, you know, they check your vital signs, your blood pressure, your blood saturation in your body, and all those things. And my HB was 7, and like, it's supposed to be between 11 and 15 or 16, if I'm not mistaken.
And yours was 7.
Mine was 7. So if it gets to like 5 or 6, you can go into shock and die, like, immediately. So again, immediately emergency blood transfusion. And you must remember, for one unit of blood that you get, it takes 4 hours to transfuse.
That's true.
Into your body. It's very slow. It's very annoying because the machines are loud. They beep. Like it's quite a complicated process because the blood can't clot while it's going into you, and it's very strange to see blood going into your body.
You're
used to having blood drawn. You know what I mean? So the first time I had like this weird little psychological reaction where I was like, oh yuck, no, it stinks, I can smell it, you know, I smell blood, but I couldn't smell anything. It was just such a strange concept to see blood going into my body when all I've had was blood drawn. And I've never been able to donate blood because I've always been underweight. You have to weigh 50 kilograms, and I've weighed between 47, 48, 49 kilograms. And then also with the blood disorder, I just cannot donate blood. So it's very strange to be a recipient, a beneficiary of blood products, because they saved my life, in all honesty. Like I would have probably died. And this is done because of the selfless act of donors. You know, in Namibia, we don't get paid to donate blood. These are people who took time out, went and sat in a chair, donated their blood. And one transfusion doesn't just, you know, save one person. You from there, you can take red blood cells. It's called blood products. You've got plasma. You've got the actual blood. So it's like their blood has become a vital part of me. I will never know these people. I will never have met them.
Yeah, but they saved your life. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but how would you say this has actually changed your outlook on life, this whole experience, actually? And like you're saying right now, there are people out there who have donated, who have saved your life. You will never get to know them, but you're still so grateful. But how has that truly, truly changed your outlook on life?
Well, it's like, I think, you know, blood donation just carries a deep personal significance for me. And only really after I received the blood, because it's a massive reminder of the altruism that you know, people have when you give something for nothing, where you take time out of your day to go and, you know, roll up your sleeves and share a bit of yourself with others without getting paid. You need to get to the blood transfusion service. You need to take time out of your day and donate, you know, quite a big sacred part of yourself for somebody else that you don't even know, you know. So it really changed my perspective on how we actually look out for each other. People who you don't know, like, and you know, our blood banks are is continuously running low. So, like, and it's a pity that I can't donate, because it's like, you know, so I'm actually even more grateful, because if I could give back in some way,
you
I could would.
Have. Yeah.
Exactly.
Tashia, thank you so much for your time. You really appreciate it. This just really opens up our eyes to the reality of, you know, the blood plight that many of us face. And these are stories that are never shared on commercial radio or commercial platforms. And we really also applaud you for your bravery.
True.
You know, for just opening up a part of yourself to the world, Tashia. I think that is, I mean, that's huge. You've
thank you.
Without you knowing, you've actually done your bit.
Oh man, I hope so. I'm really trying. And if I can just say one last thing, it's, you know, with tomorrow being blood donor day, I really encourage everyone who is able to donate blood to please do it, because it's a straightforward, safe procedure that takes less than an hour. And, you know, there is obviously the prick of a needle, you know, it's minor discomfort versus the enormous difference that your donation can make.
Thank you so much, Tashia. Appreciate it. Will you? But then again, you're avoiding people who might have the sniffs. I was going to ask, will you swing by tomorrow? Maybe, just maybe.
Because the NSK will be donating.
I'll be donating.
Yeah, NSK will be donating tomorrow, and unfortunately, I can't because I'm sick. But once the flu passes and it just blows over, I am going to make sure that I also go in and do my part as well.
I hear you. I'll definitely be there. I might be wearing a mask and keeping
I'll stay away from you. Don't worry.
I will stay away from you.
Thank you so much, Tashia. Have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's all come down to this. Make this putt,